If you visit parts of Cape Cod and the islands this summer, you might find they're mobbed with seals, tens of thousands of seals, and everybody's got an opinion about them. To some, they're adorable, playful attractions that help the ecosystem. To others, they're shark magnets that need to be culled. So, which is it, and what does science say about the seals? Reporter Miriam Wasser of WBUR's Earthwild team went to the Cape to find out.
It's a windy afternoon off the coast of Cape Cod, and Captain Skip Kendrick steers a yellow and white boat full of eager tourists through the choppy water.
We're going around to the right. You can see the barrier beach of Nauset up there. We're going to go try and get across the sandbar and get in to see the seals.
There are about 20 or so people on the boat, mostly families with young kids. Everyone's focused on the water, ready with their cameras.
As I say, we get close to them, they'll come up and see what the commotion is. Check us out.
And sure enough, dozens of shiny black noses with whiskers poke up through the water. The seals snort and splash, diving back under near the boat.
One snorted at me.
Seal sightings on the Cape used to be rare. Maine and Massachusetts put a bounty on them in the late 1800s, and they were hunted to near extinction. The states got rid of the bounty in the 1960s, and the federal government passed the Marine Mammal Protection Act in the 70s. Since then, gray and harbor seal populations have rebounded. Slowly at first, but much, much faster in the last decade or so. The tourists on Captain Skip Kendrick's boat can't get enough of the seals. But for some on the Cape, they're public enemy number one.
They've destroyed a lot of the inshore fish populations. They've become a real nuisance to people, fishermen. They've attracted the sharks. And they're also, I feel, polluting the waters.
This is Nick Muto, a commercial fisherman and lifelong Cape resident.
I spend probably 200 days a year on the water. And the amount of seals that we see, it's mind-blowing that people can't identify that we have a species that is out of control here.
It's true they attract sharks, but are they out of control? That's a tricky question.
I think there's a huge amount of hype about the impact that seals are having on the Cape Cod environment.
Sharon Young is an ecologist who heads up the U.S. Humane Society's Marine Wildlife Division. What's important to her is how many seals Cape Cod can handle.
How much can the ecosystem tolerate before the resources begin to crash and the population follows it?
Young says that if the seals had crossed this threshold, they wouldn't be having so many pups and their population wouldn't be growing so quickly. Of course, a lot of people don't measure things this way.
How many is too many as far as humans are concerned? The environment may tolerate a whole lot more and be perfectly healthy, but we may decide we've had enough of them.
Some people on the Cape have reached this point and want to start culling the seals. They're worried about them attracting sharks, which could make people afraid to come. While the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce has reported a slower rental market this summer, it says there's no data to suggest that the sharks and seals have dampened tourism in recent years. In a region so dependent on the annual influx of visitors, the concern is understandable. But Young says taking out 1,000 or even a few thousand seals isn't going to change the shark situation. The beaches here might look crowded with animals, but they're only a fraction of the total population. Federal researchers report that there are hundreds of thousands of seals living between Cape Cod and Canada. Think about it this way, she says.
If, for example, I kill all the squirrels on my bird feeder this week, within a fairly short period of time, there will be other squirrels because I have an attractive resource for them. So I think there's a sometimes naive notion that this is a discrete population that we have some ability to control.
By this logic, we'd have to kill hundreds of thousands of seals to make a dent. As for the concern you hear from a lot of fishermen, that important fish stocks are down because the seals are eating them all, Young says the science doesn't entirely support this claim.
We know from studying scat that most of what they're eating are not commercially valuable fish. They certainly do eat fish that we ourselves hunt commercially. And so there is that, you know, competition, if you will. But I think there are a lot of mistaken understandings about what they eat.
And after they eat, some people complain that the seals are, quote, befouling the water with their waste. But a 2013 study from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute found no correlation between beach closures and where the seals congregate. In fact, some researchers think their feces actually contributes to a thriving ecosystem by providing important nutrients that plants and animals need to grow. So where does this leave us? In order to change how we manage the seals, Congress would have to amend the Marine Mammal Protection Act. While some people want this to happen, marine scientists say we need to step back, do more research, and let the results dictate any policy changes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.